The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You always hear about exotic destinations, but what if I told you there are so many places right here on the island that you don't even have to leave because it's so amazing to check out? It's Anna and Raven live at the Newsday AAA Travel Expo happening at the Nassau Coliseum. And joining us is Jamie from Discover Long Island, Long Island's official destination management organization. Jamie, there's so much beautiful things here besides just the gorgeous beaches to do. What would be like the number one thing that you got to put on your bucket list for the summer to do?
Well, there's a lot of opportunities to see things that you wouldn't really think to experience, right? So the beaches, right, is obviously everybody's go-to. But heading indoors, right? You know, people tend to stay home when it's raining. We have incredible museums and art galleries and institutions that really can't be found anywhere else in the world. The Parrish Art Museum is an absolutely incredible, constantly changing exhibit opportunity. Of course, everybody loves the vineyards, too, right? The vineyards and all the craft breweries.
Oh, I love the vineyards. I love the vineyards.
And we know.
And there's tons of events, right? So there's out on the East End, there is the Rosé All May for all my Rosé fans out there. So there are constantly a lot of opportunities and events going on that you may not be aware of. So, you know, visit discoverlongisland.com to check all of those out and plan your trip.
So I've done a lot of weekends with the guys out on the island onto, like, the vineyards, but when we do girls' weekends at the vineyards, it is the most fun ever. So I would definitely plug that. But if you're getting together with the family, what would you suggest families can do?
Absolutely. You know, it always surprises me when we talk about Fire Island, how many Long Islanders haven't been there or haven't been since they were a kid. And you bring it up and people are like, oh, we used to have so much fun there growing up. Well, now you have the opportunity to share that experience with your children and the younger members of your family. So I would say Fire Island is a must-hit spot. And then, of course, out in Nassau, there's Long Beach. If you haven't walked that boardwalk, you are really doing yourself a disservice. It is absolutely stunning, and there's so many good shops and restaurants and things to do over there. So I would say that's a must as well.
I mean, for entertainment, too, just the sheer ability to hit so many of the area venues here in one day or go for one event one day and the next. It really is an epicenter of entertainment coming through. I love Jones Beach. It's one of the best places that you can see a show when the weather is right. I mean, it really is just absolutely gorgeous.
The amphitheater is really incredible. And the Jones Beach Air Show, too, which is coming up in a few months, is, if you haven't seen that, really a spectacular sight. Sitting out there on the beach while these amazing fighter jets are flying right overhead. The sound is wild. It's a very exciting atmosphere.
Everybody's getting ready for summer and excited, but 4th of July, what do you got to do on 4th of July?
4th of July, you obviously have to barbecue. That's a mandatory. You have to hit the beach. You know, make sure that you're picking up your barbecue goods at local places, at those farm stands and at all of those farms. You know, drinking the local beer and the local wine. You can really make a very Long Island backyard barbecue experience.
Now I'm going to ask you the one thing that I hope it doesn't get you in trouble. Top three favorite restaurants.
Don't do it, Jamie. We care about you. I care about you. Don't do it.
I grew up down in Greenport, and my family had Claudio's restaurant, so I'm going to go ahead and say that that's probably my number one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really into Small Batch, which is Tom Colicchio's first foray here on the island, which is really exciting. And again, I love the out east because I'm from out there. The Halyard at Soundview, the Soundview Inn, is an incredible experience. Chef and Bogardus is a really amazing up-and-coming Long Island celebrity chef in his own right.
If you want, people want more information, they want all these ideas written down, and they want to start making their plans, where could they go to get that info?
Absolutely. You really don't have to go far at all to have an amazing experience. So make sure you check out everything in your backyard. You can visit discoverlongisland.com.